It's 8:30. Kyle Evans, good morning.
Good morning, PT.
And I'm about to allow you on your soapbox. I'm not sure that this is the right thing to do, but you're pretty passionate about Tom Cruise.
Oh no, I'm passionate about Top Gun. But no, you're right. I'm not gonna lie. I am a Tom Cruise fan and look, we had a chat off air about this earlier. And granted, the guy's said and done some stupid things in his career. You know, there was the couch incident on Oprah almost 20 years ago, which, you know, didn't put him in good stead.
But disrespectful to Nicole. Scientology,
exactly. But damn it, PT, if he doesn't make a good film. The dude delivers every time. And if you seen the reviews for Maverick. Oh, I'm not surprised, let's be honest. But I'll be seeing it tonight.
Top Gun was so 30 years ago. Maverick has been talked about for such a long, long time. And I actually had a mate who was able to go to Sydney for the premiere of Top Gun Maverick, and he cannot stop raving about it. And nor can those who have actually seen the film prior to it being released into cinemas today. And they're just raving about
it. But are we surprised? The guy does action films well. I mean, have you seen like the last four Mission Impossible movies?
Now, hang on
a sec. Absolute thrillers.
We're up to number seven. Mission Impossible 7. Yeah. Seven's about to be released. Will he ever stop?
Oh, well, he shouldn't. They're just awesome. Absolute thrill rides.
But there are some people out there going, please stop. Stop that now. Stop that.
Look, I'd rather Mission Impossible than another Fast and the Furious movie, but that's just me.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I'm glad you're so into Tom Cruise. To see you coming to work tomorrow in your Maverick jacket.
I'm pretty sure I did dress up as Maverick at some school thing when I was a kid. Who didn't want to be Maverick in the 90s?
You weren't the Iceman?
No.
Maverick was it.
Had to be Maverick.
And good to see they've got a female pilot in Top Gun Maverick too.
Do they? Okay.
Yes.
Is it the same girl from the first Top Gun?
No.
Take my breath away?
Take my breath away. No, it's not that, but there's a newbie on board, so that piece of information has freshly been
released. So I'm assuming it didn't work out with the Take My Breath Away girl on the first one?
Yeah, probably not. Sean says on Facebook Messenger, saw it last night, best movie I've seen in a long time. Come on, Sean. Come
no,
on.
I'm not surprised.
Come on, best movie I've seen in a long time. You know, Forrest Gump's been out for a while. That's I'm perhaps going back a little bit.
Forrest Gump was all right, but, you know.
All right, I can't wait to see it myself. I've got to say, I am a bit of a Top Gun fan.
Oh, look, I'm not surprised, PC.
I like living in the danger
zone. The movie
zone.
Holds up. It's rewatchable quality is very, very high.
Oh, absolutely. Just like Footloose.
Like, it's one of those movies, when it comes on, like if you're scrolling channels and it comes on, it's just like, well, I'm just going to have to watch the end of this. I'm going to be late to whatever engagement I've got to go to.
Just ask my wife and daughter about the rewatchability of Dirty Dancing. They'll let you know that it's rewatchable 470 zillion times.
My sister loved that. I never saw Dirty Dancing.